was he wearing? Well, he produced, he was wearing a red Argyle sweater and tan trousers and red shoes. Hmm? No, he's not retarded.
Welcome to another Surviving Grady podcast. As always, I am your podcast buddy Red, and he is your podcast buddy Denton. And these are exciting times to be a fan of both the Red Sox and a fan of excitement, because the Red Sox are about to play Game 6 of the World Series this evening at Fenway Park against the St. Louis Cardinals. And with a victory tonight, the Red Sox will win the World Series for the third time in 10 years. And what's your take on this, Denton? Is this going to 7 or is this ending tonight?
It's ending in 6, and I think we all know I pretty much called this from spring training.
Exactly, yes. How many wins did you give them at spring training? About 18?
No, I think I said somewhere in the low 80s, if I recall correctly.
Hey, it's one of the things you don't mind being wrong about when all is said.
That's right. You want a bad prediction or a bad decision? You've come to the right place.
Bad decision. The bad decisions flow like wine. But it is, it's amazing to think of how, I have to be honest, when they, as much as I've seen this team or these Red Sox teams perform miracles through the years, when they first came into the ALDS, at every stage I figured, I don't think they're going much further than this. In the ALDS I thought, I don't know if they'll get past the Rays. The Rays are feisty. They're feisty, and then of course the Tigers were just stacked. I mean, with the pitching, I mean, you never thought. We said throughout, good pitching really shuts down the Red Sox lineup. And but look at what they've done. It's amazing. That's the thing that I think is so amazing about this team. Again, we've said this so many times and on so many different podcasts. You look at the pieces all together. You look at them separately. And you're like, how the hell does this, how does this, as we've said, I wouldn't trust these guys to change the oil in my car, let alone, attempt to win a World Series. But coming into this, you kept saying, oh, look at these pitchers they're up against. But they beat Price, they beat Verlander, they beat Scherzer, they beat Wainwright twice in this series. They took two in St. Louis with no DH. They outscored the Cardinals in the last two games. It was like 7-3. I mean, it's...
And the amazing thing is I heard a stat from Tony Maz today. I think in the past 3 years, American League teams in the World Series are 1-7 in National League parks, and we went in there and took 2 out of 3.
That was absolutely amazing. I just... after that game, after that crazy-ass obstruction game, I just figured... I was away. I wrote about this on the blog. I was away. I was on a business trip down in Texas for the first two games. Yes. Just another trip down to Texas. I was down in Texas for a couple of days. I didn't get to see any of game 2. I was just sitting there. I had on my phone, I had the MLB has that, the live pitch thing going on. Everyone thought I was either asleep or staring intently at my pecker the whole time. I just had just another day at the office for me. I had my head down looking at my lap the whole time because I had the game on, and we were at one of those Brazilian steakhouses where they just keep bringing the meat over, and the guy's coming around, more pork chops, more pork chops. Ah, son of a bitch! I'm just screaming and hollering because of the game. I'm just following that. But everyone thought I was insane, and, well, I suppose it's no different than what they normally think of me. But at any rate, after that game, and then you go to St. Louis and we lose the first game under those circumstances, and once again you see Peavy get the shit, kind of the stuffing kicked out of him, you think to yourself, man, we could be spiraling. You had Buchholz going in game 4. We were already down 2-1. I mean, you didn't know what the hell you were going to get out of him. And then if I'm the Cardinals, I'm thinking to myself, man, that was the game right there. I mean, you knew going in, Buchholz basically surrendered before he even threw a pitch. Most of the times, someone will try to bluff or something. They'll be like, well, I can't wait to get out there and pitch. This is a strong team, but I'm feeling confident. He basically got out there and said, I'm just gonna shit my pants. My arm is dead. My arm's
I thought he
dead.
Was just lulling them into a false sense of security. He was gonna go out and pitch a no-hitter.
Exactly. He's out there with
Somewhere in between.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he did. He did. As it turns out, what, he pitched 4 innings that night. I mean, he held them, and then you had DuBrant come in, and it was just, it's been.
It was one unearned run.
It's unbelievable what they've accomplished. And of course, last night.
Does he look like a friggin' psychopath or what?
DuBrant or
no,
Buchholz?
Buchholz.
I don't remember him ever looking that fucked up. Has he always looked like that?
He is one scary looking guy.
Maybe it's the beard. He looks like a fucking, like a Star Trek villain. I was looking at him the other day and I said, I don't remember him looking that fucking freaky. It's almost like he's done something to enhance it somehow. I don't know. But, after they won that game and even the series and last night, Lester was just unbelievable. I mean, the fact that we got to Wainwright twice, going in, you said, oh, these pitchers, and we still have to get through Waka. We got to get through Waka this evening. But what's the take on that? I mean, you think this is – I can't imagine that it's not – I hate to say these things out loud because they always come back to bite you, but – I can't imagine the Red Sox not winning. I can't imagine the Red Sox losing two games at home in these circumstances with the crowd behind them and as pumped up as they are. I just don't see that. Because if for some reason Waka beats us, then, you know, they've got their third guy going. I know it's all hands on deck in the seventh game, but I can't imagine. I'm more concerned with what if the city is going to be leveled. I mean, can you imagine the? I mean, if I had a spare $1,500 for a standing room ticket, you know, I'd go in a heartbeat. But can you imagine what that's going to be like there for Game Six? I mean, I can imagine.
Well, we haven't had a championship one at home. I don't think in any of the sports over the past 10 or 12 years, right? I mean, Super Bowls are always neutral site. The two World Series were both away. The Bruins were away, and I think the Celtics were away.
I don't remember.
So the city's never celebrated a championship at home.
Holy shit! It's gonna be like the Omega Man.
Well, you know what year the last World Series was celebrated at home?
1918.
There you have it.
I think it's just.
Well, of course, there was a celebration in 1975. It just wasn't us celebrating.
Exactly. We had one. It wasn't.
Yes.
I can only imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow, because that's the edge, and I think that's, even though we did lose the game that Waka started last time he was here in Game 2, I think this atmosphere, I can't imagine, will anyone at the park be sitting down at any point in the game tomorrow? I can't imagine.
They should be ejected if they are.
Stand up and scream or get the fuck out of here. I can't imagine anyone just not. I mean, from the first pitch, that place is just going to be absolutely insane, which is phenomenal. And if the Red Sox put a couple of runs on the board early, that has to be the Cardinal strategy, because the only way that they're going to the attack for them has to be get in there, try to get a 4 or 5 spot on Lackey early and take the crowd out of the game. Because if it's like 7-0 in the third inning, I mean, the crowd will still be pumped up, but obviously not as much as they would if it was 1-0 or 2-0. So, you know, Lackey's really going to have to work hard on that. And what do you think we'll get out of Lackey tomorrow? What are you expecting to see?
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think he'll probably give him 6 or 7 good innings. What the hell is going on?
With through the looking glass.
Oh, my God. And, you know, I try to like the guy. I really do. But did you hear his stupid comments about coming back and pitching in Boston?
No.
Oh, he said, oh, you know, it's really not the best place to pitch. You know, you got the wall out and left and the short pole out and right. You fucking signed a contract to come here and pitch. Don't complain about it.
Wasn't he also the dude who said he wanted to blow the park up back then, or when he
yes.
was one of the when he was with the Angels or whatnot? But I tell you, that is I'm all about storyline, and I think the very redemption that whole storyline there, the fact that you could have this happen at home, and you could here's the perfect scenario for me. It wouldn't happen this way, but I'm just talking out my ass like I normally do. You get 6 quality innings out of Lackey. Then you bring Peavy in for a complete shutdown inning, just to give him a little redemption, too, because, Christ, was he the fucking weak link in this pitching staff during most of the playoffs. I know he had that great game against the Rays, but Jesus Christ, was he shit against the Tigers in game three of the series. But you bring him in for one inning, give him like the seventh, and just let him go to town. I imagine him coming in, striking out the side. Then, of course, you bring, I guess you'd bring Tozawa in for the eighth, and then, of course, it's Koji time in the ninth. But that would be... that would be a nice, and of course throw a Stephen Drew three-run homer in there too, and then everybody gets their redemption. Everyone comes through and makes something happen. But man, this is just you almost can't wait for it to start. I mean, it's just amazing how I don't think, you know, to your point again, I don't want to overstep or make any bizarre predictions, but I just don't see the Red Sox dropping two games at home. If for some reason the Cardinals do pull one out, let's say they get to Lackey early. And Waka is just on, and you know that whole, you know, up against the wall, they perform their best. I don't see us losing a game seven if we have it, but who knows? I just can't wait. I can only imagine. I mean, Christ, when they every time they've won one of these things, I mean, at least you know, Napoli's out of his shirt in I think 20 seconds. I mean, he'll probably be
as am I.
Yeah, he'll be coming up to the plate shirtless if he hits in the eighth. You know, I mean, he'll just be cut to the chase and just be every time he comes up have a different piece of clothing gone. First his shirt, then his pants or something. But I'm pretty. I can only.
I can't wait for it to start.
Oh, it's just going to be freaking phenomenal. And I think just the idea that it's happening at home and what it means to the city when you think of everything that we've been through with the with obviously the marathon bombings and all of that, it's really been it's been an amazing thing. And interestingly, and I know a lot of people brought this up, it's kind of happened in the background because the beginning of the season, you know, they were doing well, but you had the Bruins were still playing and it was like all these great things were going on, and you'd hear about it all the time. This team just isn't exciting. Who are these guys? You know, they're winning, but they don't cause a lot of excitement. But these have been phenomenal. This has been a phenomenal postseason. I mean, September was a great month of baseball. And when you think of the last of the years that we've won the World Series, usually the ALCS was essentially our World Series. In 2004, that series against the Yankees was insane. And then, of course, by the time you got to the World Series against the Cardinals, it was almost anticlimactic. It was amazing. I don't want to ever downplay that. But, you know, the Yankees games, you were on the edge of your seat screaming and hollering and going crazy. But the World Series was great, but it was very, very one-sided. And the same thing really in 2007, that ALCS against the Indians. That was tough too, and we had to come back, and you know, of course, Drew had that big grand slam to make.
Oh, I knew you were going to get that in there.
To come. But
if Stephen Drew hits a grand slam in this World Series, I'm resigning from the blog.
We're going, and then the same thing, and then you got finally got to the World Series in the Rockies. You know, they went down to four straight. But this has been such a, I mean, the Tiger series at every step, you thought, shit. I mean, Christ, back when. When Longoria hit his home run, you started thinking, was it a grand slam he hit or a three? I can't even remember. Was it a grand slam or a three-run homer he hit?
I think it was three-run homer.
Yeah. I mean, even back then, you started to think, Jesus Christ, this is where the wheels come off the wagon. And I thought that all through the Tigers series. You know, you kept wondering, Jesus, they kept coming through. I mean, it's amazing to see how it happens, and also amazing how these guys who were almost like dormant, like Victorino in game six of the ALCS, how these people just keep bouncing back. And Gomes the other night, I mean, Gomes was dead wood at the plate, and all of a sudden, when we need something. And last night, David Ross comes through. I mean, it's amazing to see everyone kind of picking their spots, but Ortiz has been a beast throughout. And I if I'm the Cardinals, do you even pitch to him at all tomorrow?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't see how you could. Could you? I mean, you just have to walk him.
Well, they haven't figured it out yet. I mean, they've only intentionally walked him once, I think.
Unbelievable. And he has hit a home run. He did homer off Waka the last time.
Yep, that was the only runs they scored, right?
Yeah, in game two. So I can't imagine that.
I'll tell you, it's to your point earlier, all year, good pitching shut them down. And then you get into the cream of the crop with Tampa Bay, Detroit, and now St. Louis, and they're just finding ways to win. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
It's amazing. It is funny you say that because I went into these things fearing the opposition's pitching. You know,
right.
In the Tiger series, I thought, shit, Verlander and Scherzer, how the fuck are we going to get through them? And now with this, you think Wainwright and Waka. But it's really been our pitchers shutting them down. I mean, the Detroit offense disappeared through that series. I mean, they actually look. I mean, Chris Fielder looked like a bumbling idiot through most of it. I mean, all of them. I mean, they just really all collectively fell apart, and it was amazing that I went into that series thinking, how are our bats going to do it? But we always got like that one. I tell you, the game you throw in the time vault from that series is the Verlander versus Lackey, because that was insane. Where you had your one home run from Napoli, it was just. I mean, it was phenomenal. And
which I think called in our last podcast that he was going to be the hero.
And he was, man. And now I'm still calling the Stephen Drew, still to be the hero of game six here. But
I mean, the odds are that he's got to do something.
Well, you know what's funny? I was saying that doesn't the law of averages dictate that at some point
exactly.
he has to do something? I mean, last night he got a great walk, and he was down, I think the count was 1-2, and he somehow worked it back to get a walk, and that actually set all the wheels in motion for that little, two runs that they scored, to take the lead last night. So that was great, but then he had a fly out, but he put a good, he gave a good ride to one of them last night, so maybe he's slowly coming around, but you get back in Fenway tonight, and you've got, you know, Napoli's back. That's the one thing. I mean, you finally have more protection for Ortiz. Not that it really put a dent in Ortiz's production, not having Napoli's behind him. But man, it's. I just can't see them not coming out of the gate tonight and crunching them. I mean, Waka is.
Can't either. I think it's going to be a. Once they get that first run, if they get the first run, just it's over. The crowd will be insane. St. Louis will be, I mean, they'll be just out of their game, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that you can't underestimate the 10th player, as they say, which is the crowd. And I think the crowd is going to be insane. Well, at least they better be. If they pay that much money to get in, I'm hoping that they're, hanging shirtless from the rafters.
Well, if it's the corporate crowd that's paying all the money to get in, they're all sitting there in their smoking jackets and ascots, smoking pipes, then take the 10th man right out of it.
Where's the pipe smoking section? Do we have that? Where's the pipe smoker?
Hey, have you caught on to this thing, Twitter? Have you heard of this?
Hey, you know what? We're very happy to see you finally into the
I freaking love it now. You know why I love it? Because I have this short-term memory issue. What was I talking about?
What? Who is this?
So,
who is this?
I think of all these clever, witty things to say, and I'm going to write about them in a post later, and by the time it's time to write the post, I've forgotten it. So Twitter, I can just, throw it out there and not have to worry about it.
Fantastic. And
it's quite an invention.
And you will find Denton at DentonSG on Twitter, so we highly recommend that.
Well, I got some funny things to say, boy. I don't want to get into all the particulars, but...
Of course... we always encourage you to follow the game on our site as well. We have game threads for each of them, and some people commenting are far, far more knowledgeable and witty than us. So so we certainly encourage you to check those as well. But here's what I'm thinking: if this happens at the end here, if it closes out tonight and that's it, if it goes to games, let's think. Folks, we'll be mercifully brief this time and let you go early. But let's just play. Let's just do some hypothetical situations here for a second. If the Red Sox, let's say they lose in Game Six in a heartbreaking, ball-crushing fashion, and then we have a Game Seven. Game Seven on paper is peevy, but you got to figure it's all hands on deck at that point, wouldn't you say?
I'm hoping whatever happens that they save DuBront just in case. Although the other thing that might play into our favor is I heard torrential rain for Thursday night, so
even better
push it back and let Lester go on 3 days rest.
Oh, that would be phenomenal, wouldn't it?
I don't even want to get to that point, honestly.
Imagine, imagine a couple of days of rain and then you get Lester Wainwright the part three. I mean, imagine if it ever. I mean, I don't want it to go that far. Again, I really just want to see
these games are killing me.
I want to see it begin. I just don't sleep anymore.
I don't have the resilience I used to have. I'm dying.
It's really bad, and it's almost all encompassing. It's all consuming too, because you can't just know, the game doesn't end and you just walk away. I mean, why, we're bloggers. I mean, you've got to go talk about the game and read about it. And I need some YouTube clips. I need content is king. Where the fuck's my content? Where's that gif of Prince Fielder flopping around like a goddamn beached whale? I need that shit. You know, you need to have that stuff there. You need to tweet about it for 3 hours afterwards. You need to check the comments and make sure everyone is on the same wavelength as you. You got to make sure the site hasn't gone down. And Christ, has our fucking site been like the SS Minnow the last couple of weeks? Which is good. The traffic has been great, but our hosting provider is probably well, we thought Al's hosting and tackle shop was a good idea, but
it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Turns out, but,
like most of my ideas,
exactly. But there's just so much, and then there's just the laying in bed wondering, what the fuck if this does go seven games? What if they lose in some spectacularly horrible fashion on our own turf? But
that's the pre-2004 mindset. That's not happening.
Yeah, I think you're right. And how has this changed, by the way? I was
we are absolutely spoiled rotten. Oh, it's embarrassing. We're like Yankees fans.
I was thinking of 80s. Well, but we shower. I was thinking of 1986, and I remember when we lost to the Mets, and I was, and it was the first time I ever really experienced that horrible feeling. It's like watching your prom date making out with someone else, or watching, I don't know what it is. It's like a combination of
check.
No. Yeah, yeah. It's just awful. It's a horrible feeling. I remember that feeling. And after 1986, I mean, you really went to, I mean, Christ, we had a couple little playoff appearances, you know, with those are the infamous "I Know Where You Live," the Roger Clemens games.
Yeah,
it was 88 and 90. We made it to the first round of playoffs and were quickly escorted out, I think, by Oakland. And
always by Oakland. Yeah.
Always by Oakland. Dave Stewart.
Yep.
Although he was great in the Eurythmics, but also who knew? Also a great pitcher. And then, of course, you know, you get into the 90s, and we didn't, and the 1999 ALCS against the Yankees, and you know, then 2003 was another chance to get close to the World Series, and that ended rather tragically. The most tragic result of 2003 ALCS being we started this blog. So there you go. So this is the trouble.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly. It's like the clap, but you can read it. And then, of course, 2004 changed everything, and since then, like I said, 2008, on a lesser man, a guy without two World Series in his back pocket, 2008 might have killed me, the ALCS. But I actually remember when it ended, and I just kind of said, you know, I'm pretty sure I punched myself in the nuts a few times just to remember what it felt like. Because you miss that, you know. You miss it after a while. You like a good nut punch. Really, it keeps you in touch with what's real. But to think of where we are now, and particularly on the heels of last year when you almost didn't want to, you know, you wanted to wear your Red Sox jerseys inside out just because it was such a debacle. But to think
that's why I'm hoping they're planning the pregame ceremony to hang Valentine by his nuts from the Green Monster just to get the crowd going.
I think they should have him throw out who do you think should throw out the first pitch? Who would pick anybody to throw out the first pitch of Game 6? Who should it be?
Honestly, as much as the guy makes me want to, as you earlier alluded to, punch myself in the nuts, Curt Schilling.
Yeah, I'm a big Schilling buff, too.
I'm not. I mean, I love everything he did on the field. I wish someone sewed his fucking lips together so he could never speak, but
I think that
nevertheless,
I think that's a good choice. I'd bring Manny back. I think I know. I can. I will never be a Manny hater.
Absolutely not.
I'll never subscribe to the Manny hate. I'm sorry. I just can't do
it. Hey, I got to throw a hypothetical out there.
Uh-oh.
Let's say we go to Game 7 Friday night because of the rainout. Lester pitches on 3 days rest, gets the win, but Ortiz has two or three more hits, a home run. Who's MVP?
I got to say it's Lester, because if he wins again, he won you three games.
Right.
And you only had to get another one, whereas, well, then again, how many did Ortiz?
It's friggin' 700 in the World Series.
I bet you they'd do two. I honestly bet you they'd do two World Series. If it ever went to that, and you had Lester pitch three times and win three games, I think you're doing... He was fucking filthy in Game 1. I mean, he was...
He really was.
He was untouchable.
I don't think he throws the curve enough. He's got a friggin' nasty curve, and he just doesn't use it enough.
He was just insane. And yesterday on their turf, I mean, that was their ace against our ace. And how many games did Wainwright win over the year? He won like 19.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. And he just had that breaking point. Doesn't he look like a smug little fucker, too? Doesn't he? Just looking at him. Just looks
I don't
like
your face.
He does. He looks like a slightly hipper than now version of the guy who plays the who's the star of How I Met Your Mother, whatever the hell that guy's name is.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
He looks like that dude's hipper younger brother who, you know, wants to talk to you about the new Vampire Weekend CD or something. Why, yes, I do have two tickets to Panic at the Disco. Where are your tickets? You know, that kind of thing. But I can't imagine if it ever did. And that is intriguing to think about if you do have that rain out and you have Lester, because you know he'd ask for the ball.
No doubt.
But I just don't see anyone, you know, as much as I like the guy, he has a lot of heart, a lot of soul, and he's really fit in good with this team. But, man, Peavy just scares the shit out of me every time he's on the hill. And you know what's – this is not funny. It's not funny at all. I mean, the guy is – I guess he's, like, legally blind or he has to wear those contact lenses. But doesn't it look like every time he's out there he has no – I swear that you hear him mouth the words, I can't see, a number of times. I'm serious. Doesn't he look like he's – I know he gets pumped up and he yells at himself. He yells at the other players. But he looks befuddled out there. That's the best word I can put. Either he's so
good word.
Either he's so pumped up, or he just literally gets out there and forgets everything. Like, what the fuck are the signs again? You know, because he has been no mystery to anybody.
I think he's just fucking with the catchers to make them wear nail polish.
Maybe that's it. Joke's on you, motherfucker! Who got them pretty girl hands? Hey, anyway. But I really would rather, if they want to finish it in six, I'm not going to argue.
No, I don't, yeah. Seventh game would just kill me. It really would.
Let me ask you this. They win. Let's say they win tonight. Koji's out there, strikes him up for the side. Are the fans storming the field?
Absolutely.
You see all those images from 1975 with all the guys in the sideburns and the Mannix haircuts running.
Mannix. Where did you pull that out of?
I don't know. All storming the field. Could you see that happening? I mean, I could totally see that.
I don't think there'll be enough police available to keep the fans off the field. I really don't.
Oh, I can see them. I can literally see them jumping out of the Green Monster.
Oh, some a-hole will do it.
Someone's going to do it. They'll be laying there, legs shattered, but still like jumping around drunk and everything. You know, just if you're the police, you just basically leave them there and say,
protect yourself at that point.
Your punishment is waking up tomorrow and realizing you can't walk. I mean, that's what you got. But it's going to be absolutely amazing, and that's why I don't want to jinx it. I really want it to happen, and I know the Cardinals.
There's no jinx. There's no curse. I will fight you. So since I'm not the person to believe in jinxes. When they win this, uh-huh. Are you a parade goer or not?
I think I'm going this year. I haven't gone.
Really?
I haven't gone to either of them, and I got to see this because who knows? Now, I mean, it's funny. It happens in 2004, and you say, you know what? I've seen it the one time. I never thought it would happen, and it finally did. Then it happens again in 2007. You're like, shit, this is actually kind of cool. I like this. But you get so attached to the players. I mean, every time there's different people involved, the faces change a bit, but you really do want to. I mean, you like these guys. That's part of the reason that it's kind of sad. I mean, there's no. The worst thing about seeing the season end, I mean, even if you win the World Series, that's phenomenal. But then you realize, shit, now I'm going, you know what, 4 months without baseball. You know, you just get to like, you get the habit. They're there all the time since from like April. They're there every night, and then suddenly they're just gone. And we got an extra month of baseball. You know, other teams are up there playing golf. You know, we got all of October out of this too. And you know, it kind of sucks to see it go just suddenly go away. But I think I'm going to the parade this year. I'm going to try to get on a fucking float. They have a little blogger float.
I'm pretty sure they do. Yeah,
they should have a float for the Red Sox bloggers. Just a little, even one of those little Red Rider wagons that could hitch to the back of one of the things. I'm not proud. I'll take a little.
I mean, if we showed up hypothetically with our own float. They'd probably just let us in.
I would imagine they would. I think that isn't there a fan float section?
Note to self, start building duck boat in backyard.
Start building duck boat. Just drive it right in there.
They won't know.
Oh, the hell. I mean, so long as it looks like the other ones. We got another boat here. Let it in. You know, I think it's a genius idea.
Oh, who would show up with a duck boat? I mean, it's got to be legit. If there's a duck boat, a parade. Do the math. I mean,
well, get in the parade, man. What are you doing
course.
Out there?
Exactly.
Oh, I think we got to do it now. Now we have to do it. Now that the
now
cats
we have
the...
a pl- this is another one of those things that sounds like a great idea.
We figured build our own duck boat. What could possibly go wrong? How could this be? And it actually goes in the water too. How can this go wrong?
Have you ever built a boat?
Fuck no. But I mean, this, that's why they get books. That's why they get the internet. How to build a boat. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, to wrap things up, this will most likely, unless we end up doing a end-of-the-year assessment or a live from the parade podcast, which I think is just a great idea, live from our homemade duck
from
boat
duck.
Podcast. That's what we'll do. This will very likely
hear
be...
us drown live.
Hey, they'd probably get better ratings than the other ones we've done. We've got to listen to this one. The motherfuckers die. I'm going to listen to this twice.
There's a clever domain name available now.
How much longer do you think that has cachet, by the way? I mean, it's
I don't
funny.
Think half the people that read the blog know what the hell it even means.
Brady. And the guy from San Francisco, who are you talking about? All right. Well, so, Denton, you're thinking Game 6 is it.
Over.
And I do, too. And I cannot fucking wait to see what happens at Fenway Park. Hopefully, I don't want people to be – I don't want it to become like Sodom and Gomorrah, unless I'm getting a little of the Gomorrah. But I certainly don't want –
I don't know what that means either.
I have no idea what it means either. But you don't want to see people burn the city down.
We don't want to do anything like
no,
that.
No, we don't want to do that again. So let's so obviously we want everyone to play it cool. But I think it'd be great to see all, you know, just the fans getting on the field and everything like that. And I mean, not in a way that you hurt the players or hurt yourselves or hurt other people. I mean, obviously, be sensible people, for Christ's sakes. Act like humans. Act like you've been there before.
But if you're a hot chick, feel free to streak.
Exactly. Please do. And just imagine me, a big chair. So I think it's exciting, and I cannot wait to see what can happen at Fenway Park. But I think, man, these guys come back here, get the crowd behind them, get Napoli back in the ring, too. I think it's going to be an absolute – I think – I'd love to see them chase Walk out in, like, the second inning.
Oh, they're going to be writing songs about this, movies.
All right, anyway, so Game 6 tonight. Best of luck to the Red Sox. It's been a great series, been a great year, an amazing fucking story, and we'll see where it leads us this evening. In the meantime, my name is Red. His name is Denton. To the three of you who are listening, thank you, and we'll see you next time.